家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
一个非基督徒佢问我一个假设性嘅问题。
A non-believer asked me a hypothetical question.
佢话你嘅圣经教你爱你嘅敌人。
Your Bible says love your enemies.
如果日本人杀喺第二次世界大战杀死你嘅父母，你仲会唔会爱佢哋咧？
If the Japanese killed your parents in World War II, will you still love them?
敌人之所以叫做敌人，是因为他们得罪了你。
An enemy is someone who has offended you.
你会痛恨敌人，否则他们不是你的敌人。
You hate enemies, otherwise they are not your enemies.
因此从逻辑上来看的时候，你不可以爱你的敌人。
Therefore, logically, you cannot love someone you hate.
如果你这样做的时候，你好像发了疯。
If you do, you are crazy.
因此你会将你身边的人分成两组。
So we separate people around us into two groups.
朋友、敌人。
Friends and enemies.
如果你唔系我嘅朋友，你就系我嘅敌人。
You're either my friend or my enemy.
喺去年，我参加一个全球宣教会议，认识咗一个中国、一个台湾人。
Last year, I met a Taiwanese in a global mission conference.
佢系一个宣教士。
She is a missionary.
喺上帝好多年前叫佢去日本宣教，佢就好犹豫。
Many years ago, when God first called her to go to Japan, she hesitated.
地球上任何一个地方，她都乐意去，除了日本。
Any place in the world she was happy to go, but not Japan.
日本人用这个殖民的政策统治了台湾很多年，直至1954年。
Japanese colonized Taiwan for many years until 1945.
日本人在过去的战争里面，在大陆就屠杀了数以百万计的中国人。
Japanese killed millions of Chinese missionaries, Chinese in China in the past wars.
所以这个中国的女宣教士，她痛恨日本人是理所当然。
So it was natural for this Chinese missionary to hate the Japanese.
但是同神一轮的争持之后，她终于去了日本，而且住了日本，住在日本住了很久。
But after some wrestle with God,She went and lived in Japan for a long time.
现在她也有很多日本的好朋友。
She now has friendship with many Japanese.
所以我相信基督徒可以爱她的敌人。
So I believe that Christians can love their enemies.
我不知道今天你有多少人你会仇恨。
I don't know how many people you hate today.
即使是一个谦谦的君子，他也有一些人他会很仇恨。
Even A nice person has some people he hates.
即使是一个传道人，他也有人他不喜欢。
Even a preacher has some people he does not like.
即使是一些年轻人十几岁的，他也有敌人。
Even a teenager has enemies.
今天哪一个是你的敌人？
Who are your enemies today?
或者你一想到他的时候，就无名火起。
They got on your nerves.
说叫我爱他们，不可能做得到。
You ask me to love them? No way!
但另一方面，你知道仇恨会带来伤害。
On the other hand, hate hurts.
在我很小的时候，我就学会仇恨人会带来伤害。
Even when I was little, I learned that it hurts to hate someone.
上帝知道我们这些软弱。
God knows our weaknesses.
所以上帝在圣经里面给了我一个很宝贵的书信。
So God gives us a precious letter found in the Bible.
这封书信的内容是涉及一个逃犯。
The letter actually concerns a runaway.
而这封信的作者是一名的囚犯。
The sender of this letter is a prisoner.
这封信的收信人是这个逃犯的主人。
The recipient of this letter is the master of the runaway.
所以我将今天的讲道题目叫做一个主人、囚犯和逃犯的故事。
So I entitled the sermon as The Story of a Master, a Prisoner, and a Runaway.
所以我们打开我们的腓利门书只有一章。
So let's open the letter of Philemon, only one chapter.
这个书信提醒了我们两个有关两个的真理，有关到我们怎么跟人的相处。
The letter of Philemon reveals two truths in our relationship with others.
就让我们将这个信中的故事用一些戏剧化的形式的情节给你可以容易去明白的。
Let me reconstruct the story in a dramatic way so that you can follow easier.
在一个月黑风高的晚上，一个三十岁的年轻人在马路上来到奔走。
On a dark and windy evening, a man in his 30s was running on the road.
啊，他走得很快。
He was in a hurry.
他很紧张，然后登上一个马车在这个哥罗西站。
Nervously, he got on a carriage at a station of Colossae.
哥罗西是现今土耳其的一个城市。
Colossae is a city in modern Turkey.
这个马车将会带这个人来到去很远的地方。
This carriage would bring the man to a far place.
这个人真的很希望他能够将以往一段很痛苦的回忆留下在这个城市里面。
This person really hoped that he could leave his bad memories behind.
但是当他坐在这个马车的时候，他仍然在耳里面，脑里面听到他主人来到喝骂他的声音。那个主人说，阿尼西姆，你没用的，没用。
But his master's scolding echoed continuously in his ears. Onesimus, you are useless, useless, useless.
这个没用这两个字就深深地伤害了他的感受。
The word useless hurt his feelings deeply.
我们中国人所说的无名火就在心里面来到燃烧。
In Chinese, we call the anger boiled in his heart.
他痛恨他的主人。
He hated his master.
他坐在个马车上，他明白为什么个主人能够这么残忍地来到对待他。
Sitting in a carriage, he couldn't figure out why his master could be so cruel to him.
阿尼西姆是这个离家出走那个人的那个名。
Onesimus is this runaway's name.
他很清楚记得在很多年前他第一次见他主人那个情景。
He still remembered vividly the first time he met his master many years ago.
由于家境贫困，他的父母将他卖了给哥罗西一个家庭。
Because of poverty, his parents sold him to a family in Colossae.
他就成为这个家庭的一个奴隶。
He became a slave in this family.
他的主人的名字叫做腓利门。
His master's name is Philemon.
是一个有钱人。
He is a rich man.
腓利门的妻子是阿菲亚。
Philemon's wife is Aphia.
在第一次见面的时候，这个主人定眼地望着这个奴仆一段的时间。
The master stared at him for a while in the first meeting.
就跟他说，你好，你很好，不用怕。
Then he said, very well, don't be frightened.
我想你呢，带给我好运。
I want you to bring luck to me.
从现在开始，我叫你做阿尼西姆。
From now on, you shall be called Onesimus.
阿尼西姆这个名是代表着有用，是有益处的意思。
The name Onesimus means useful, profitable.
主人说，我好想你对我有用。
I want you to be useful for me.
从此，阿尼西姆就在这个家庭很勤奋工作。
Since then, Onesimus worked diligently in this family.
有一天，大约是十年前，一个犹太人叫做保罗来到探访他们。
One day, about 10 years ago, a Jewish man whose name was Paul visited their home.
个主人邀请保罗留在他们家住几日。
His master invited Paul to stay at his home for a few days.
当亚尼西姆在度侍候的时候，斟茶递水的时候，他听到保罗讲论到一个人叫做耶稣。
When Onesimus served drinks, he overheard Paul talk about a man called Jesus.
保罗离开了之后，这个主人就开始开放他自己屋企，接待很多客人。
After Paul left, his master opened his home to many visitors.
每个星期日，房屋里面都挤满很多人。
On every Sunday, the house was packed with people.
他们唱歌、祈祷、擘饼、饮酒。而且是读一本的书卷。
They sang, they prayed, they broke bread, and they drank, and they read a scroll.
他们的这个主人对这客人好像对着家人一样那么好。
His master treated his guests like a family.
甚至互相称呼为弟兄姊妹。
They even greeted one another as brothers and sisters.
后来亚尼西姆发现他们就是一班的基督徒。
Later, Onesimus found out that they were Christians.
他不知道什么是基督徒。
He did not know what Christians were.
同时基督教在罗马的法律之下 唔係一個合法嘅宗教。
Besides, Christianity was not a legal religion under the law of Romans.
但係亞歷西姆知道呢一班係好人。
But he knew that they were good people.
喺佢離家出走嘅前一晚，一件意想不到嘅事情發生咗。
Last night, before his runaway, an unexpected thing happened.
一切嘅事情發生得好快，令到亞歷西姆幾乎唔記得清楚發生咩事。
Everything was moving so fast that Onesimus could barely keep track of it.
由於某種嘅原因，佢嘅主人忽然間對佢大發脾氣。
For some reason, his master was very mad at him.
亞歷西姆好驚咁，好膽怯咁嚟到辯護，我究竟做錯咗啲乜嘢
？What have I done wrong? Onesimus defended timidly.
之後佢就聽到佢嘅主人大聲咁斥罵佢：，你係冇用嘅。
Immediately, he heard his master yell at him, "You are useless."
冇用呢两个字伤害咗佢嘅心灵。
The word useless got on his nerves.
于是佢决定逃走。
So he decided to flee.
第二日腓利门唔喺屋企。
The next day, Philemon was late for home.
亚尼西姆就趁住机会喺屋企喺嘅主人嘅屋企里面拎咗几件摆设，就静静咁走咗去。
Onesimus stole a few items and skipped town.
佢好清楚知道佢嘅主人会通知奴隶嘅捕快。
He knew his master would call for the slave detectives.
好快，呢一啲嘅奴隶捕快就会追捕佢。
Very soon, they would hunt for him.
如果佢被捉到，佢知道佢会受到好严厉嘅惩罚。
Should he be caught, he knew he would be severely punished.
一个月之后，亚历西姆终于嚟到罗马。
A month later, Onesimus finally arrived at home, at Rome.
罗马距离哥罗西呢个城市有成千里。
Rome is 1,000 miles from Colosse.
罗马一个大城市。
Rome was a big city.
亚历西姆好容易将喺呢一个大城市里边隐藏到自己嘅身份。
Onesimus could hide his identity easily in this big city.
有一日，一个朋友介绍过一份工作。
One day, a friend introduced him for a job.
呢份工作系服侍一个囚犯。
The job was to serve a prisoner.
呢个囚犯唔系被监喺囚禁喺一个监狱里面。
This prisoner was not locked up in a jail，
而系软禁喺屋企。
But he was under house arrest。
呢个囚犯对亚历西姆嚟讲唔系陌生人，佢就系保罗，就系嗰位犹太嘅传道人。
This prisoner was not a stranger to Onesimus. Actually, he is Paul, the Jewish preacher.
起初保罗冇认得出亚尼西姆就系腓利门嘅奴隶。
At first, Paul did not recognize that Onesimus was a slave of Philemon.
每日亚尼西姆就煮饭俾保罗食。
Every day, Onesimus cooked meals for Paul.
后来亚尼西姆担任保罗嘅助手，接待访客，做跑腿，陪住保罗去呢度去嗰度。
Later on, he also acted as Paul's assistant, like welcoming visitors, running errands, accompanying Paul to places far and near.
随着时间过去，保罗对亚尼西姆再唔系一个仆人咁样对待佢，而系当佢系自己嘅儿子。
As time goes by, Paul treated Onesimus not as a servant, but as a son of his own.
有一日，保罗问亚尼西姆：我个仔啊，你想唔想得到耶稣嘅爱？
Today, Paul asked him, "My son, do you want the love of Jesus?"
亚尼西姆当然想得到耶稣嘅爱。
Onesimus, of course, he really wants the love of Jesus.
佢需要上帝一位神驱走佢心目中嗰个仇恨，心目中嗰种伤痛，心目中嗰种内疚。
He needs God to take away his hate, his hurt, and his guilt.
保罗再问佢：你想唔想得到耶稣嘅自由？
Then Paul asked Onesimus further, "Do you want the freedom of Jesus?"
当然，亚尼西姆呢一个做奴隶嘅，佢好想成为一个自由人，好似其他人一样。
Of course, Onesimus desires to be a freedom like everyone else.
保罗就同佢施洗。
Paul immediately baptizes him.
呢系第一次亚尼西姆感觉到自己真正得到自由。
This is the first time Onesimus feels that he is free.
之后亚尼西姆就话俾保罗一切有关自己嘅身世，包括咗佢系一个逃走嘅呢一个嘅奴隶嘅秘密。
Then Onesimus tells Paul everything about himself, including his secret, a runaway slave.
保罗就望住亚尼西亚，然后咁样同佢讲。
Paul stares at him for a while, and then he said to Onesimus,
我心爱嘅儿子，你想唔想留喺我身边
？My beloved son, do you want to stay with me？
我想，我好希望好似你咁嘅传福音。
Yes, I do. I want to preach the gospel like you.
保罗就话好，你拎一张纸同埋一个笔嚟。
Okay, then get me a pen and a paper.
我会写一封信俾你嘅主人腓利门。
I will write a letter to your master Philemon.
我都好耐冇去见过腓利门。
I have not visited him for a while.
你嘅主人系一个好人。
Your master is a good man.
系一个对周围人、对其他人好有爱心嘅一个人。
He is a man of love for the people around him.
他亦都系对上帝好有信心。
He is also a man of faith in the Lord.
你将呢封信交俾佢。
Bring this letter to him.
我再会将我嘅亲爱嘅弟兄推基古同你一齐去。
I will ask our dear brother Tychicus to go with you.
你唔使担心腓利门会再次认定你系有用嘅。
Don't worry, Philemon will consider you useful.Again,
这个故事就讲到这里。
The story ends here.
这个故事讲述到两个人怎么会成为仇人。
This story is quite dramatic, describing how two persons become enemies.
或者我们可以说这个故事讲给我们人和人之间两个真理。
To be specific, the story teaches us two truths about human relationships.
当你去憎恨一个人的时候，你会有很多损失。
There are losses when you hate someone.
当你去爱你的敌人的时候，你会有很多益处。
There are gains when you love enemies.
首先我们来看。
First, let us talk about.
我们憎恨人的时候，我们的损失是什么？
When we hate someone.
腓利门是哪一个？
Who is Philemon?
他是一个信主很多年的基督徒。
He is a Christian for years.
他在当地的教会很侍奉很多。
He served diligently in the local church.
你看看他的名字叫做腓利门。腓利门的意思包含了很有深情、很有亲切、很有友好的意思在里面。
His name Philemon means affectionate, kind and friendly.
就好像他的名字一样，他是一个很好的先生，提供别人的需要，而且令到信徒们心里面都很愉快。
He is very good to others in supplying the wants and cheering the hearts of believers.
他是一个很难得的主内的弟兄。
Philemon is a dear brother in the Lord.
但是一个这么好的基督徒，他仍然和亚尼西姆的关系出现了裂痕。
For such a good Christian, he still has flaws in his relationship with Onesimus.
我们看看我们自己，我们和其他人的关系都很容易出现裂痕。
Honestly, look at ourselves. It is easy for us to have flaws in our relationship with others.
其中一个失败的原因是涉及利益。
One cause of our failings is profitability.
在主人腓利门和他的仆人亚尼西姆之间的关系，利益成为了一个很重要的部分。
Profitability plays a significant part in the relationship between the master Philemon and the slave Onesimus.
当利益扭曲了我们和其他人的，我们对其他人的观点的时候，仇恨就会慢慢入心。
Hate creeps in your heart when profitability distorts your view on others.
当你认为别人是没有用、没有益处的时候，达不到你的要求的时候，这样你就开始失去了很多东西。
When you consider someone not profitable, not useful, not up to your requirement, then you start to lose a lot of things.
首先很明显的，你会失去了一个关系，一个朋友。
First, obviously, you lose a relationship, a friend.
或者你会说， I don't care, 我不，对我来说没什么关系，我还有很多朋友。
Maybe you say, who cares? I have many friends.
是真的吗？
Really?
但无论怎么样，你仍然失去了一个朋友。
But no matter what you say, you have lost a friend.
第二个我们会损失的，是你失去了 会对人际关系的一个正确的观点。
The second thing you lose is your right perspective in relationship.
当你读这个腓利门书的时候，或者你会对当时的奴隶制感觉到很不开心，很难过。
Maybe when you read this letter of Philemon, you feel sorry for the existence of slavery.
奴隶制是一种扭曲了人，扭曲了正常的人际关系。
Slavery is a distorted human relationship.
是基于利益的因素。
Based entirely on profitability.
在腓利门的时代，奴隶制是合法的。
At Philemon's time, slavery was legal.
即使是基督徒也都会接受这个情况。
It was acceptable even among Christians.
当然你读腓利门书的时候，你看到保罗，他其实是否定这一种的扭曲的关系。
Of course, when you read the book of Philemon, Apostle Paul, in fact, rejected this kind of distorted relationship.
但是保罗没有正面去攻击这一种不人道的制度。
But, the time had not come for Paul to attack this inhumane system.
他只在信里面要求腓利门考虑将亚尼西姆从奴隶制中来到释放。
In this letter, he only requested Philemon to consider freeing Onesimus from slavery.
奴隶这种的扭曲的人际关系，其实发生在任何的时候，任何的地方，甚至发生在基督徒和人之间的关系。
Distorted relationship actually can be found in any time, anywhere, even among Christians.
或者我们举一个例，我们要看看香港外籍家庭雇工，或者我们简称的菲佣的作为一个例子。
Let's take the foreign domestic helpers in Hong Kong as an example.
从菲律宾或者印尼来的女佣约有300,000。住在香港。
There are 300,000 living maids from Philippines. Okay, Philippines and Indonesia working in Hong Kong.
住在一些很挤迫的家庭里面。
These maids, they are living in a crowded families.
他们的工作环境通常是一个入场柜式的大小的空间，在里面是很酷热的厨房里面。
Their living condition commonly is just a closet size space inside the hot kitchen.
他们的工作条件通常是从黎明到深夜，一个礼拜做六日。
Working condition commonly from the crack of dawn to late at night, 6 days a week.
这种主仆的关系，你说不是扭曲了？
Is this master-servant relationship distorted?
有人评论外佣在香港是奴隶制的现代版。
Someone's comment is actually modern slavery.
如果你是雇主，出钱请人打工。
If you are an employer who pays.
如果你是一个主管发号司令。
If you are a supervisor who gives orders.
如果你是债主按时去收取利润的时候。
If you are a loaner who offers money for interest.
如果你是为钱提供客户服务的时候。
If you are a service provider who serves for money,
小心很容易失去了你对人这种关系的正确的观念。
It is so easy for you to lose the right perspective in a relationship.
当我们去憎恨人的时候，第三个损失是你会失去耶稣基督的声誉。
When you hate people, the third thing you lose is the reputation of the Lord.
最近我遇到一个非信徒。
Recently, I met a non-believer.
我们很想将福音传给他。
We really want to evangelize him.
但他毫不犹豫地拒绝了耶稣。
But he refuses Jesus without hesitation.
他说我曾经在一个中国老板之下打工。
He says, I worked for a Chinese boss before.
他是一个基督徒。
He is a Christian.
这个老板是一个基督徒。
The boss is a Christian.
但从他怎样对待我和对待我的员工，我不想做一个基督徒。
But from how he treated me and other employees, I don't want to be a Christian.
在这个失败的人际关系里面，很容易会令到耶稣基督的名会损害。
That's the reputation of the Lord. that you have easily lost in a failing relationship.
今天如果聖靈跟你講說話，
Today, if the Holy Spirit speak to you,
講到你有，如果有人際上，關係上的失敗，
that you have flaws in making relationships,
那你要想，神啊，應該怎麼做？
Then you may say to God, God, what should I do?
在腓利門書裡面，保羅提議我們應該要考慮怎麼去做的時候，考慮到每一個人的平等的權利。
In the book of Philemon, first, Paul suggests that you should consider the equal rights of others in the Lord.
平等的權利可以化解我們的仇恨。
The equal rights can solve this hate.
保羅在十七節這樣說，
Paul says in verse 17,
他說，你腓利門若以我保羅为伴侣为伙伴的时候，就接纳他亚尼西姆，如同接纳我保罗一样。
So if you, Philemon, consider me, Paul, a partner, welcome him, Onesimus, as you, Philemon, would welcome me, Paul.
我哋睇下保罗，保罗嘅身份系乜嘢？佢系一个使徒，喺教会里面拥有最高嘅权力。
Paul, as an apostle,holds the highest position in the church.
腓利門只是一個普通的一個教會的成員。
And Philemon is only an ordinary member of the church.
更何況保羅是親自帶腓利門信耶穌。
Indeed, Paul personally brought Philemon to Christ.
如果沒有保羅的時候，腓利門和神或者神國裡面全無關係。
Without Paul, Philemon has nothing to do in the kingdom of God.
就好像保羅在第八節這樣說，如果我靠住基督的時候，我吩咐你做什麼，你都應該要做。
As Paul says in verse 8, In Christ, I could order you to do what you ought to do.
當然保羅沒有這樣做。
But Paul didn't say that.
但保羅在第十七節裡面，他将腓利门当作他在主里面的一个伙伴。
But in 17, verse 17, now Paul calls Philemon his partner in the Lord.
保罗希望腓利门去接纳亚尼西姆。
Paul expects Philemon to welcome Onesimus.
不是去接纳，只是一个走回来的一个奴隶。
Not just as a returning slave.
是要腓利門去接納在這個亞尼西姆是一個主裡面一個夥伴。
But want Philemon to accept, to welcome Onesimus as a partner in the Lord too.
在主耶穌基督裡面，
in front of the Lord Jesus Christ,
主人和一個為他打工的奴隸沒什麼分別。
A master is no different from a slave who works for him.
在主裡面每一個人就應該享有這種的平等的權利。
That's the equal rights everyone should enjoy in the Lord.
我好少見到個老闆同佢個員工一同咧出隊去傳福音。
But I seldom see a boss and his employee work as a team in ministry.
我又好少見到一個主人同一個女佣好似一家人咁走去教堂嚟到敬拜神。
I seldom see a master and a maid go to church as a family.
或者今日就係一個好難得嘅機會，俾我哋去思考，下定決心。将这个平等权利放在我们同人与人之间相处的关系里面。
Maybe this is a precious opportunity for you to include equal rights in your relationships.
保罗说要化解仇恨有第二个方法。
Paul gave us a second method to solve the hate.
就不要将利益关系看得过高。
Paul suggests that you should not consider profitability so high in your relationship.
保罗在信里面承诺腓利门，无论亚尼西姆争腓利门有几多钱，保罗都会如数来到偿还。
Paul in this letter promises Philemon that he will pay Philemon back in whatever amount Onesimus owes him.
保罗都几大口气啊！
Paul actually quite bold.
保罗一向以迹象棚为生，一面去传福音。
Paul always supports himself by tent making.
现在他是一个老人，一个坐了多年 被囚禁的一个囚犯。
Now Paul is an old man, a prisoner for years.
啊，你估佢个银行户口仲有几多钱剩低啦？
I guess, how much money did Paul have in his bank account?
但保罗对腓利门讲，我会如数还俾你。
But Paul says to Philemon, "I will pay you back."
咁啊，已经个足以嚟到令到腓利门感觉到羞愧。
This should make Philemon shameful enough.
就为咗呢啲少少嘅钱
，for such a little amount of money,
腓利门嚟到恨呢一个亚里西姆。
Philemon hates Onesimus.
觉得亚里西姆无用。
He considers Onesimus useless.
利益如果将佢看得好高嘅时候
，profitability when we over concern it，
可以不知不觉咁损害到我哋嘅同人嘅关系，损害到我哋嘅品性。
It can destroy us. It can destroy our characters and our relationship with others unnoticeably.
保罗话要解决仇恨，亦都有另外一个方法。
Paul also suggests another method to solve the hate.
就应该停止做一个双面嘅基督徒。
Is to stop behaving like a two-faced Christian.
腓利门喺朋友嘅面前确实系一个好好嘅基督徒。
Philemon is truly a good Christian among his friends.
但佢对待佢嘅奴隶嘅时候，可能系另外一回事。
But when he treats his slaves, it is a different story.
啊，通常我哋自己都系，我哋喺唔同嘅对待唔同嘅人嘅时候，我哋采取唔同嘅面孔。
It's true to us too. Commonly, we like to put different faces on in dealing with others.
一个面孔在教堂。
One face in the church.
一个面孔在我们工作的地方。
One face in the workplace.
一个面孔在家。
One face at home.
各位朋友，在主里面，我们应该避免做出这种不协调的处世的态度和方法。
My friends, in the Lord, we ought to avoid this kind of inconsistency in our relationship with others.
咁当我哋爱我哋嘅敌人嘅时候，我哋又有咩好处咧
？But when we love our enemies, what do we gain?
今日嘅经文里面引发到第二个真理，就系爱我哋嘅敌人嘅时候，你会得到一啲好处。
Let's talk about the second truth found in today's scripture. There are gains when you love enemies.
首先，你会得到一个永远嘅弟兄或者姊妹。
First, you can gain a brother or a sister in eternity.
耶稣叫我们去爱敌人。
Jesus asks us to love our enemies.
但请你注意，这个敌人这个字是众数的。
Please note that the word enemy is in plural form.
耶稣不是叫我们去爱一个敌人。
Jesus is not asking us to love one enemy.
也多过一个敌人，很多个敌人。
But many enemies.
对腓利门来讲，亚尼西姆不是他唯一个得罪了他的人。
To Philemon, Onesimus is not the only one who has offended him.
每一个人都知道很难去爱敌人。
Everyone knows that it's very hard to love enemies.
或者我们可以想，我们先从一个开始，一个值得你去爱的人开始。
However, let's start first.With the one who deserves your love.
亚尼西姆是值得腓利门去爱的。
Onesimus is the one who deserves Philemon's love.
首先，亚尼西姆他主动去在保罗面前去承认自己错误的行为。
First, Onesimus has admitted his wrongdoing in front of Paul.
他愿意接受腓利门俾佢任何嘅惩罚，因为佢逃走。
And he is willing to receive any punishment from Philemon because of his runaway.
要恢复任何一个破裂咗嘅关系，关键系在于你愿唔愿意先承认自己嘅责任。
To restore any relationship gone sour, admitting your responsibility is the key.
其次，我哋再睇亚尼西姆，虽然系一个奴隶，但系佢现在系一个基督徒。是神的儿女，同腓利门是完全没有分别。
Secondly, though Onesimus is a slave, he is now a Christian, a child of God, like Philemon.
更何况他是保罗所讲的心上人，心爱的人。
Moreover, he is the one whom Paul loves dearly.
呢啲係亞尼西姆嘅一啲嘅優點，實在令到腓利門再冇理由去拒絕你到愛佢。
With all these merits of Onesimus, there is no reason that Philemon should reject him.
保羅喺十五節同腓利門講，佢唔應該錯過呢一個機會去獲得一個喺主裏面嘅弟兄。
Paul tells Philemon in verse 15 that he should not miss the chance to gain a brother in the Lord.
唔係去獲得一個走翻嚟嘅奴隸呢一個嘅益處。
And it's not a gain of a slave.
而係講到係獲得一個永遠嘅弟兄。
But talking about to gain a forever brother.
我唔知道你點樣去睇永遠呢一個字。
I don't know how you view the word forever brother.
永遠嘅弟兄嘅意思即係話佢陪住你，唔單止係走今生，而且喺將來嘅時候，去到天堂嘅時候，亦都陪住你一同走。
A forever brother is someone who walks with you not only in this life but in heaven also.
如果聖靈今日同你講説話
，If the Holy Spirit speaks to you today，
啊，有一個弟兄或者個姊妹係好值得你去獲得佢嘅。
Here is a brother or a sister that deserves you to gain.
從前你同佢有一個隔膜。
In the past, you and him or her had some broken relationship.
但係今日聖靈話你好，你要快快去接納佢。
But today the Holy Spirit speak to you that you need to quickly to accept him or her.
當你學懂去恢復一個破裂咗嘅關係。
When you learn how to restore one, maybe just one sour relationship.
耶穌嘅命令去愛多個敵人，再唔係一個冇可能嘅事情。
The command of Jesus to love multiple enemies is no longer impossible.
其次，保羅話：當我哋去愛我哋敵人嘅時候，你會得到另一個益處，就係我哋獲得到自由。
Secondly, another gain when we love our enemies is that we gain freedom in reconciliation.
保罗第一节咁样称自己系为耶稣基督被囚的人。
Paul calls himself in verse 1 as a prisoner of Christ Jesus.
第十三节又自称系一个为福音受捆锁的人。
And in verse 13, he calls himself a man in chains for the gospel.
就因為保羅愛耶穌、愛福音、愛傳福音，佢就喺家裏面被軟禁。
Because he loves Jesus and he loves to preach the gospel, that's why he is now under house arrest.
佢已經失去咗自由。
He has lost his freedom.
但佢，你睇清楚嘅時候，佢唔係羅馬帝國一個嘅囚犯，亦都唔係羅馬皇帝嘅一個犯人，亦都唔係任何人一個嘅犯人。
But when you look deeper,He is not a prisoner of the Roman Empire. He is not a prisoner of the Roman Emperor, and not a prisoner of any man.
佢係一個耶穌基督嘅囚犯。
Rather, he is a prisoner of Christ Jesus.
保羅正話喺四十七節嗰度，佢邀請腓利門成為佢喺基督裏面嘅夥伴。
In verse 17, Paul asks Philemon that Paul considers Philemon to be his partner in Christ.
換句話來講，保羅亦都希望腓利門成為一個喺耶穌基督裏面嘅一個囚犯。
In other words, Paul expects Philemon to become a prisoner of Christ too.
啊，成為一個耶穌基督嘅囚犯，其實有充滿住呢種自由去恢復任何破裂咗嘅人際關係。
A prisoner of Christ indeed has the full freedom in restoring any relationship gone sour.
你睇下腓利門同埋亞尼西姆。
Look at what happened to Philemon and Onesimus.
啊，佢哋和好之後咧，大家都兩個都好似唔同曬咁。
After they reconciled, they have changed.
兩個人可以從利益嗰種嘅關係、嗰種嘅糾纏裏面嚟到解脱出嚟。
They both are freed.From the bondage of earthly profitability.
兩個人可以從仇恨裡面來到那種捆綁裡面解脫出來。
They both are freed from the bondage of hate.
根據教會的傳統的講法，腓利門後來成為一個主教，一心去侍奉神。
Later, according to church traditional view, that Philemon becomes a bishop.
保罗在哥罗西书四章九节更加称亚尼西姆是保罗一个很忠实的伙伴，一同来到服侍基督。
And according to what Paul wrote in the letter to Colossian church in book of Colossians chapter 4 verse 9, Onesimus also becomes a faithful partner of Paul in serving Jesus Christ.
我们要想腓利门是一个主人，保罗是一个囚犯，亚尼西姆是一个奴仆。
So Philemon, the master, Paul, a prisoner, and Onesimus, a slave.
三个人起初的时候没什么共同点。
Three men who originally have nothing in common.
但现在他们三个和好之后，有一个很大的共同点在里面。
But now, they have one thing in common.
在主里面，他们获得了真正的自由。
They are freed. They have the true freedom in the Lord.
今天当你立志去成为一个基督或者基督耶稣的囚犯的时候，
Today, when you are determined to become a prisoner of Christ,
你就可以得到基督里面这一种的自由。
You can gain this freedom in Christ.
有了这种自由之后，你可以成为任何人的一个朋友，甚至任何一个敌人的朋友。
When you have this freedom, then you can be friends of anyone, even your enemies.
然后有了这种自由之后，你可以很自由将任何一个人带到耶稣的面前。
And you have the freedom to bring anyone to Christ.
这个时候，你知道怎样去爱其他人，怎样去不受约束，不受到自由，有一种自由在里面，不受到约束。
And you know with this freedom, you know how to love others freely.
有一首歌叫做《世人知道我们是基督徒，是因为爱》。
There is a song called They will know we are Christians by our love.
或者你唱过这首歌很多次。
Maybe you have sung this song for so many times.
或许这个是时间我们去重新考虑，究竟我们唱这首歌的时候，那个爱是什么？
But maybe this is time for you to think about what is this, the love that this song is talking about.
在这个爱里面，我们有没有恨在里面？
In this love, do we have the hate?
我们怎样可以将这个爱达到这一种神所要求的这个正确的态度？
How can we have this love to be pleasing to God and to reach God's standard, have a right perspective?
或者我们一起低头祷告。
May we all pray together.
慈悲的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
让我们看到神你那个爱怎么个伟大。
You let us see how great your love is.
你用你的爱先救我们。
You use your love first to save us.
你用你的爱感化我们。
You use your love to solve our hardened hearts.
你叫我们可以因为藉着你的爱可以去爱其他人。
You ask us to use your love.So that we can use this love to love others.
求你都将我们内心的仇恨离开。
May you take away our hate in our hearts.
今天有一些人，有一些我们认为是敌人的时候，求你教导我们怎样去真的跟我们恢复这个关系。
Today, maybe in our lives we have some enemies. May you teach us how to have a right relationship with them.
因为你教导我们，我们很想去获得一些是一个永恒的、永远的一些的信徒。
Because you teach us that we really want some brothers or sisters in eternity.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all this in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Please, 大家同到起立。